Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver Towing. And today I'm going to be joined by stock car driver 7L, Jeff Larson. I will also be joined by Jesse Olson from Medieval Chassis, Ron Reefer from Kossuth County Speedway, and a little more about our friends at Pulver Towing right after a few words from our sponsors.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
At LandPros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At LandPros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact LandPros agent J.J. Wise at 641-420-SELL. Or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
There's a lot to celebrate this July at Napa Auto Parts. For starters, Napa's bucket sale is back. Buy a 5-gallon Napa bucket for $2.99 and get 20% off three or more items you fit inside. Napa is also giving away a USA We Believe in Heroes hat free with any $25 purchase and $1 donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. These offers are valid only while supplies last, so get to your participating Napa Auto Parts store today.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Played bumper tag lately? No matter how your car gets damaged, Midwest Collision will make sure it gets fixed right and on time. No shortcuts, no compromises. And remember, where you get your car repaired is not your insurance company's decision. It's yours. So make the right choice. Choose your locally owned and operated Midwest Collision. Give Bob a call today at 332-2434. That's 332-2434.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuel, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by driver of the 7L stock car, Jeff Larson. And Jeff, let's start out talking about your family lineage. Your dad, a Hall of Fame racing career with 46 wins and a track championship at Fairmont Raceway alone. What do you remember about your dad's racing career?
I just remember, you know, on the weekends as kids, we always would go to the racetrack and just watching him. And he was always pretty competitive and won quite a few races as we were kids. And we went a lot of places, and it was always pretty fun because it seemed like kind of wherever we would go, he was always, you know, he was always one of the guys that was capable of winning the race that was there. And I guess just watching him, that was something I wanted to do.
And I'm sure it's pretty exciting when he starts loading up the car and getting the hauler ready to go. You're probably in there pretty quickly.
Right. I remember as a kid, one of the funnest things to do was we'd always beg him for a ride, so then he'd take us down the gravel road. And man, as a kid, you know, that was one of the funnest things to do.
Jeff, you're a farmer. Talk about your farming operation. Where is your farm located? And is it strictly cash crops, or do you also have livestock?
We do some cash crops. My brother and I farm with Tom Martin. My dad is sick now, so he does as much as he can, but it's not near as much as what he what I used to do. So we farm with Tom Martin. We farm corn and soybeans, and then we have a buffalo. We raise buffalo in a feedlot, and then we have a pig barn, I guess.
Wow, that is really unique, buffalo.
Yeah. A guy that lives a few miles north of us had some buffalo, and we got to talking to him a few years back and decided to try it ourselves, and we've been doing it for, I think, 4 years now.
Will you eventually be selling the buffalo?
Yep. If somebody would want an animal, you know, we could take it into the locker. Otherwise, we just take the animals into a plant, you know, just kind of like what cattle do.
The racing surrounding the community where you live, the home of Woodkey Racing Engines and all of the drivers that have come out of the Lakefield area, it is really neat.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, in this area that we live in, I mean, even if you expand it a little further into Iowa and stuff, I mean, I'd be willing to go ahead and say that around this area, you know, it's probably some of the toughest and some of the best cars you're going to race against. Guys like Willie Kraft that come out of Lakefield and, like you said, you know, Woodkey and stuff like that. I mean, kind of seems like everywhere you go, you know, no matter what corner of the states you're in, everybody recognizes them names.
Yes, and the names you mentioned are also the innovators in racing, the guys that built certain things that nobody could beat.
That's for sure. You know, always pushing the limits, and them guys were always smart enough to come up with the next great thing, you know, to keep everybody else chasing them.
This season, your race team has the honor of having your car wrapped for the Salute to Veterans 3-day tour in Spencer, Algona, and Boone. That has to be a big honor.
It really is. And they called this winter and, you know, asked if I'd be interested, and that's exactly what I told him. You know, it'd be an honor, you know, to be the rep for that car. I mean, we get to have fun every weekend and everything because of all the sacrifices and stuff all them people have made, and, you know, it's really a privilege to be able to give back and put a show on for them guys and put the wrap on our car and do all that stuff. It really is.
You go back to the beginning of the 2000 racing season, and most people thought, are we even going to have a season? But when you look back at 2020, it was another great season for the Jeff Larson race team. It makes things fun when you are consistently winning and winning some big shows.
Yeah, it does. We really had a good year last year. I think we won like 75% of the races we were in, and it was kind of one of them seasons, you know, that you dream about and, you know, hope it happens, but it, you know, it always don't work that way. But last year it worked out good, and we had a couple of nights of bad luck that cost us a point championship in Slayton, which I think kind of cost us a national title. But that was kind of the goal, you know, when they switched it last year down to 20 races, was to make a run at that deal, and we come up a little short. I think we ended up fourth, which is still pretty good, but short of what we were aiming for.
To you personally, what was the biggest win in 2020?
God, I don't even know, to be honest with you. Probably that opening night at Clay County Fair, or opening night at Algona. You know, they have 25, 30 cars at, you know, both of them tracks, and there's probably 20 cars that are capable of winning, and it was pretty great to win one of them two races.
Watching your car at Murray County Speedway in Slayton last season, me and my brother were talking about it in the grandstand. Your car is set up perfectly to turn. Coming out of four and entering turn one is just a thing of beauty to watch. Perfectly set up.
Yeah, that car last year, it liked to go to the racetrack. It was a lot of fun to drive. I miss that car. I really do. But we're working on things this year. We're struggling a little bit right now, but we'll get there.
We just had that conversation over the weekend. I was talking with another fan, and he said, I don't know how these guys can give up cars that they've won so many races with and switch to something totally brand new. He said, it's baffling to me.
Yeah, it's, you know, we'd been kind of talking to Jesse a little bit, and my brother and I decided to go up there and take a, you know, he offered to give us a tour of his shop, and so we went up there and did that, and, I mean, the tools and the technology and stuff that are up there, and it's just, you know, it's crazy to think that he's building race cars out of that place with the tools that he's got, and we just decided to give it a shot. like you say, you know, everything's new and still trying to get it dialed in. We're getting close, but got a little work to do yet, but we're getting there.
That was my first impression when I walked into Medieval Chassis. Is this really a race shop? Because you could literally eat off the floor. That place is so clean and so neat and so organized. It is literally state of the art.
It really is. I mean, just from their CNC cutting machine, you know, to his pipe bender, and like you say, I mean, it's so clean in there. You know, that's kind of what, you know, what sold us when we walked in. It's just like you say, it's like, man, is this really a race shop? You know, are they building race cars here? It just feels like it, you know, it's so far above and beyond, I guess.
Maury County Speedway in Slayton, what a great track, supported by the community, and also a great group of people operating the racetrack.
Definitely, for sure. You know, they got I think in our area, they probably have the best payout. All the board members, you know, they try really hard. They promote their racetrack. Smiley does a very nice job on the racing surface. It's usually always nice and smooth and dry. And, I mean, a guy kind of knows what he's going to get there every week and week in and week out. Yeah, it's good racetrack. I'm lucky to have it so close to home.
The reopening of Worthington Speedway with Corey Groenwald and Aaron Betts. We were there opening night, and we will definitely be back next weekend. Awesome place to race.
Definitely. I don't know if Worthington Speedway, as long as I've raced, has ever been as good as what it is right now. I mean, last weekend they kind of had an off night, you know, but we've had some rain and stuff, but them guys are really trying hard, and, you know, after a couple of years of that place not being open and they decided to open it up, it's really impressive. It really is. It's another one of them tracks I'm lucky to have so close to home. And like I said, I don't know if it's been ever as good as what it is right now. It's really a good place.
At the end of May, you had the back half of your chassis messed up, and it was Medieval DeVilbiss to the rescue.
For sure. I called Jesse at 7 o'clock that morning and told him what had happened. And he told me to strip it down and get it up there, and we dropped it off at, I think, noon on Tuesday. And I picked it up at noon on Wednesday the next day, and it's not painted, but you couldn't even tell anything had happened. It literally looks just like the day I brought it home. Just a little bit of bad luck that night.
What has the tire and racing parts industry been like this season? It seems almost every day we read about shortages from everything from chicken wings to tires.
For sure. We've been pretty fortunate. We got three or four different guys around here that, you know, get tires. So we've been able to get tires as needed, you know, not as many. You know, now they kind of let us start grooving tires, which has added another another time, you know, to working on tires, which, I mean, I understand why they did it, but tires take a lot of time every week, and it's something that if you don't do, the next guy is doing, you know, and then you're getting beat by that. I understand why they did it, but it adds a lot of time to the weekly maintenance.
You made the tow to Bristol to start off the 2021 racing season and made the big show. What was that overall experience like?
The first time that you rolled underneath of the grandstands through the tunnel and onto the racetrack is pretty surreal. I mean, it's like nothing I've ever experienced, you know. And then you get out on the racetrack, and we rolled out there with a brand new car, brand new kind of car, and I mean, I didn't know what to expect, and it's really fast. I mean, we raced at Fairmont quite a bit, and Fairmont's fast, and Bristol was quite a bit faster than Fairmont was, and they raced pretty similar. I draw redraw shows. I just cannot seem to draw to save my life. So in A feature, I think we started, I'm not for sure. I started back a ways, I think 13th or 14th. We ended up third, and with the rainouts and stuff that put us in the show, and had a really good car. We were in third. And we had something for the leaders, and unfortunately I hit a big hole and broke the shock mounts off the back of the car, and that ended our night, 17-hour drive for that, but that's the way racing goes sometimes.
It seemed like a lot of drivers met some brand new friends from all around the country.
Yeah, there was a lot of guys from all over the place out there. We parked next to a late model team out there, Jensen Ford. They were from Georgia and stuff like that, and they were really, really nice people. Like you say, it was, you know, I don't know. It kind of seems like everywhere you go, the racing community is all kind of one big family, and it's just kind of the way it is. Everybody just kind of gets along with each other most of the time.
When you think about the amount of local talent from our area that went to Bristol and all of the others from around the U.S., to make that A-Main feature is quite an accomplishment.
Definitely. I mean, for the majority of the part, you know, the best of the best are out there. And I mean, just to be one of the 24 cars or whatever it was that made the show, I mean, I was happy with that.
Besides farming and racing, you also have three kids to keep you busy.
Yeah, that's for sure. They definitely keep me busy.
Carrying on the Larson Racing tradition, son Harrison is running the 6L kart this season.
Yeah, he's raced twice so far. About a month ago was his first night, and then they race every other Saturday night down there in Hartley. So we took him 2 weeks ago almost, and he raced again. He kind of took over the 6L number because my dad is done, and we just thought that'd be pretty cool for him to carry that on. And yeah, he's 6L now, and that'll be his number.
And to see the joy on those kids' faces when they have success.
For sure. You know, it's kind of bred into him. He's a little motorhead. Anything with a motor that'll drive, you know, he'll spend hours on or drive around all day. So he really likes that go-kart. It's a lot of fun.
You also have a dancer, a gymnast, and a horse lover in the family. You better hold on to your wallet because I think that might cut into your racing budget.
For sure. At time, and it seems like there's always something to do. And then Harrison, he wrestles all winter long. And it just seems like it's always go, go, go. We never have a boring weekend, I guess you could say.
Your wife, Missy, besides being a farm wife, driving kids to wrestling, dancing, and races, she managed to complete her master's degree. What an awesome accomplishment.
Yeah, for sure. She was teaching full-time and, you know, being a mom to the kids while I'm gone farming and racing and stuff, and she still got her master's degree. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
You also raced modifieds for a while.
I did. We started having kids, and the modified class was just a little too expensive with kids and everything, so we had to go back to a stock car.
What was your most memorable win or your biggest win in your modified career?
At Jackson Speedway one night, I passed Kelly Shyrock and won. That's probably my biggest A-Mod win.
That is pretty awesome when you think that he's coming up on 500 victories.
Right? That guy has put probably a million laps on dirt, and, you know, he's one of them guys that it don't matter, you know, if you're racing against him or not, you can go talk to him and ask him for a little bit of advice, and he's always more than willing and happy to help a person out.
Any chance of double duty racing, a two-car team, a stock car, and a modified sometime in the future?
If somebody had a modified that wanted me to drive, I would be happy to, but if I'm the one that's footing the bill, probably not.
What is the biggest win in your stock car career so far?
Well, the biggest paying win was we won the Scotty Shotnet Memorial up in Arlington a couple of years ago. But, I mean, probably the biggest feature win is I've won a couple of qualifying features down at Super Nationals. Those are probably my biggest feature wins.
They get an amazing car count for that Arlington race.
Yes, they do. You know, it's usually right around 50 cars, and only half of them make the feature. And yeah, it was tough. We got lucky and drew good that night, and didn't have to pass a bunch of cars, and were able to win.
What are your personal goals in racing for 2021?
Well, I would really like to win one of these Salute to Veterans races, since we'll be wrapped, you know, with their wrap. And I'm not sure this year, with everything going on, if we'll be able to make Super Nationals or not. We'll have to see once what happens as it gets a little closer. But I don't know. I just would like to win a few more races, get a little more consistent, I guess, than what we've been.
Who helps you maintain the car in the shop?
Probably one of the biggest guy that helps me is Scott Echternach. He's down here pretty much every day, every night, you know, helping wrench the cars. He's one of them guys that you can count on to help you. And then I got my brother. He helps me a lot. And Michael Weidert, Kenny Hoefker, Jim Timmerman, Mark Jansen, Tom Martin, my brother-in-law, Nate Jensen, and then Richard Paplow.
You also have some great sponsors on board the car this season.
Yeah, we do. Racing is a sport that's pretty tough to do all on your own. It unfortunately, every year it's getting a little more expensive, and the pay don't seem to go up a lot every year, but sure seems to cost more. Yeah, we do. Like you said, I got to thank my grandpa and grandma, Tennyson. And then I got Fast Shaft, Medieval Chassis, and Powder Works, Moberg Consignment, BSB Shocks, Big D's Trucking, Performance Bodies, Carl Chevrolet for building really good motors, Stuart Rogers, Whiffle Tybreds, Frank Simonetti and Swift Springs, Neil Clark Construction, TCC Carburetors, and Veloctica Fire Suits. I got to thank Tivo for putting the body on. He does a really nice job, and then Dirk's Oil Company.
Jeff, it's been awesome to watch you throughout the years racing your stock car, and thank you so much for taking your time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on.
One of our new products from Weir's Machine Racing Products is our load pull stick. These are used on the corner of your race car. You can gather all kinds of data with them, or you can change springs with them. So this is our ratcheting version. You make it into ratcheting and a non-ratcheting, so you can pull the car into motion either on the ground or on jack stands. Pulling the car into motion on the ground will simulate the travel through the motion and tell you if you have a bind or not. One of the things that we're using this for is to change springs. So you would have this set to a certain distance, you would hook it up to the race car, you'll get a load number, you'll pull the spring out, put the next spring in, hook it back up, the load number will be different, and then you will screw the screw jack until the load number is the same. This is simply a tool to build a notebook for you to tune your race cars. Simply just a tool for changing springs, finding a bind in your suspension, and then tuning your right front or left front packages. For more information on our products, find us on the internet at weirsmachine.com.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology in packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 507-455-2893. That's 507-455-2893.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Attention hay farmers, Rhino Egg now has a fast and easy way to handle the gathering, lifting, loading, and offloading of square hay bales using only one operator. The ACG-10 Acumia Grapple is the one tool you'll need to replace at least 3 or 4 teenagers throwing bales. Save time and money with Rhino Egg Hay Tools. Check out the new hay tools at rhinoegg.com.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at arrowracewheels.com.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Ron Reefer from Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. And Ron, you've got an event coming up on Thursday night, July 22nd, with a hobby stock shootout. Talk about that event.
Yep, that is the Jess Weishauer Memorial. We had a young gal here in town that was taken from us too early, and we do a memorial for her. So that's going to be the Jess Weishauer Memorial, and it's also the Midsummer Hobby Stock Shootout. It's a tour race for the hobby stock. It's $1,000 to win. So, yeah, it's going to be a big show.
We had Jason Becker on the show last week talking about the July 29th Hunting with Heroes Salute to Veterans Night. That place is always hopping. If you've never been to that event, you don't want to miss that one. The following Thursday, August 5th, what a great event, because not only can you come in and take in the Kossuth County Fair, you also get to see some great racing.
That is an August 5th race for us. That's the Hovengay and the Harkin Memorial Race. It's always our fair race is always a big race because we do 1,000 to win in the modifieds, stock cars, hobby stocks, and sport mods. So it's a huge race, draws a lot of cars. Like I say, we remember Denny Hovengay and Gary Harkin. It's a great memorial race, and pay tribute to those guys. You know, usually that's our memorial weekend, and so we do our Hall of Fame presentations at the same time there for our museum here in town. And yeah, great night of racing going on.
And every driver I've talked to that races down at your track covets that fair race trophy.
They are the six-footers. We are known for the six-foot trophies. And, you know, as a driver myself back in the day, what do you do with a six-foot trophy? There's just nowhere to put it, but everybody wants one of those things. So it's kind of cool.
Thursday night, August 12th, you have a special night of racing and also a possible rain day.
That's correct. August 12th is going to be our vintage racers are going to be back in town. That's also been tabbed as if we lose our July 29th show, we've got so much prep into that August 12th will be a tentative race date for the Hunting with Heroes Salute to Veterans Night.
I always tell people racing season flies by, and if you don't get out and go, you're going to miss it. Thursday night, August 19th is already your season championship, the last race at the racetrack. If you haven't been to Kossuth County Speedway, you really need to get there.
It's hard to believe that we're talking season championship, but it's right around the corner. And absolutely, it's been one of them years. We've had some great racing going on. And like you say, if you haven't been out, you need to plan on it because we got a lot to offer here.
And one of these nights coming up, July 22nd, July 29th, or August 5th, Kelly's going to pick up his 500th win.
It's sure what it's looking like. He got 499 the other night, and he's just chomping at the bit to get that 500th win, and I really hope he gets it here.
We got to see him get number 400 at Mason City, and I hope he gets it soon because that is one heck of a milestone.
Absolutely.
The season's over, but it definitely isn't over for you and your crew. You are constantly improving and making the experience better for the fans and the drivers.
All the time. In fact, at the end of this year, we're planning on adding more fencing. Going to work our way around into turns one and two. We did the entire backstretch with catch fence and new railing last year. And like you say, we're always trying to make it better for the racers and for the fans around here.
Ron, what's the best way to find out more about Kossuth County Speedway in Algona?
Well, you can go to Kossuth County Speedway, our webpage, which is actually on Facebook, or if you want to call either myself or Scott Schultze, we're at 515-341-8803, or Scott's at 515-341-1372, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you got.
Ron, thanks for all you do, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Hey, it's awesome, Clayton.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch forward center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Have you noticed your car is using more oil than it used to? Do you notice a little extra smoke coming out of the tailpipe? This could be caused by normal daily driving of your car. Justice Brothers Oil Treatment reduces exhaust smoke and oil burning due to excessive engine wear, and it helps your engine run smoother, cooler, and quieter. It also helps to restore lost compression and protect against oil oxidation. Help your car and the environment. Try a can of Justice Brothers Oil Treatment today. Check out JusticeBrothers.com.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a new Corvette, now's your chance. Visit WinAZ51Corvette.com for your chance to win a new 2021 Elkhart Lake Blue Metallic Z51 Corvette and help support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville. At WinAZ51Corvette.com, you'll get all of the details on how you can win a fully loaded, top-of-the-line 2021 Z51 Corvette and make your dreams come true. The drawing is this August 14th, and all proceeds benefit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So visit WinAZ51Corvette.com and see how easy it is to enter to win a brand new 2021 Z51 Corvette.
Byers Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, wide blocks to drag race engines, street rods to pulling tractors, Byers Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Byers Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. Extreme.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jesse Olson at Medieval Chassis in Mankato. And Jesse, Medieval Chassis is growing, and you are in need of some help. If anyone listening has a passion for metalwork or racing, what are you looking for in a new employee?
Well, we're just looking for somebody that has a good attitude, some mechanical ability, and willing to come in and be a part of the team.
You are constantly pushing the envelope of race technology. We had stock car driver Troy Swearingen on 2 weeks ago, and he told a great story about a race where he had to start from the rear of the feature, so they thought, what the heck, let's throw that crazy setup we've wanted to try in the car, and it worked.
Yeah, we're always testing new setups, obviously new technology that comes out with ever-changing rules. One of the things that we do very heavily is R&D program in-house. I myself race a stock car, and we have a few other people running house cars. And we put a lot of different, what you would say, crazy setups into there. So some weeks we look good and we're up front. Some weeks, you know what, it didn't quite work out the way we wanted it to and not finishing where we like. But at the end of the day, we learn something from it and try to use that going forward. And then, you know, our wealth of knowledge comes from our racers all across the country. We use a lot of feedback from them. We encourage guys to try different things and let us know how that works. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm kind of a data junkie and like learning and keep pushing the envelope. So we rely pretty heavily on that.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned sometimes it doesn't work. I go to races and I know you're very passionate about racing and want to be out there doing well. But when you try something new and it's not quite working the way you thought, it's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, it can be frustrating. And, you know, I've had some of my crewmen tell me when I'm lining up, hey, just go out there and race. Don't worry about the setup. Don't worry about the business. Just go have some fun. And sometimes I got to tell myself that, but a lot of times I'm trying to analyze the car as we're on the track in the midst of the battle and trying to understand, okay, what is the car doing? Did it improve? How can I help this with racers? So when it's not quite the way I want it to, you know, I try my best to adjust to it. And, you know, some guys are better at doing that. Some guys are wheelmen. You know, for myself, I'm just an engineer that likes going in circles. So I try my best.
Many drivers know that if they change this on their car, it will go faster, but they do not understand the engineering behind it and why that adjustment makes it faster.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think we do the best at compared to a lot of others. When I look at a race car, I look at it analytically. I look at it based on the physics. I look at it based on the math. And I don't chase fads. I don't chase, oh, well, somebody so-and-so is doing this and they're fad. They're fast. You know, at the end of the day, math and physics have never lied to me. So I go out there, take a look at that. I try to help racers when they ask, hey, the car is doing this. When I suggest or we suggest a change, we also back that up with the why. Why is this going to improve? Why is this going to change your transfer? Why is this going to change your side bite? So on and so forth. So, you know, the guys that take advantage of that and use it, you know, they get better. Others, you know, they just want to know what the change is and go from there, and they'll only get so far.
Today we have stock car driver Jeff Larson on the Dirt Show. Watching Jeff from the grandstand, that car is a thing of beauty entering the turn. It's designed for speed and cornering.
Yeah, you know, bringing on the Larsons was you know, not a learning curve, but I knew we were going to have to make some adjustments. Obviously, they've been in other cars for quite a few years, and each manufacturer kind of has their own recipe for their cars, and that works well for that particular chassis. So coming into it, they were very open-minded. I was very blunt with them, saying, you know what, this is our recipe. Start there, and we'll work together to fine-tune it and give the confidence. And obviously, you know, right out of the gate, they were fast, and they always are, but Jeff is quite a wheelman, but at the end of the day, the couple of tenths that separate the top four from everybody else, you know, that's what we're always looking for. So Jeff and I have communicated quite a bit and made some adjustments a little bit here and there, and obviously the proof is in the pudding on the results, and aside from some poor draws and this and that, they're always up front.
Corey Groenwald runs a medieval chassis hobby car. Corey Adams runs a street stock. Dustin Doty, who is coming up later in the season on the Dirt Show, runs a street stock. And Jeff Larson runs a stock car. You have to be very proud that many of the area's top drivers are switching over to medieval chassis.
Oh, absolutely. You said it earlier, I take a lot of passion for this sport. Take a lot of passion for the industry and for all of our race cars doing well. At the end of the day, I want anybody that gets into one of our cars, first and foremost, to make it more enjoyable for them. That, to me, is a win no matter where they place on the track. They can come out smiling, having a good time, want to bring their family back to the track, want to go to more races. That, to me, is a win no matter where they place. So, you know, it's taken darn near 20 years to get here and be at the upper level that we are and have the recognition. So I am very proud with all of the drivers that are in our race cars.
We also want to talk about medieval DeVilbiss modified chassis. We will have one up for sale on our Big Deals website in October at the end of the season. Someone's going to get an incredible racing chassis, plus they're going to get your knowledge and Zane's knowledge combined.
Yeah, this is an exciting joint venture with the Modified. Obviously, Zane and I have been working together for a few years now, and the Modified platform that he has and his expertise with setups and, again, being a driver, a wheelman, it just made sense. So the ability for the race cars to go out there and, again, perform right out of the gate with base setups and that recipe is very nice. Somebody's going to have that, going to have that knowledge, going to have that backing, and also the consistency and manufacturing process that we bring to the table. So we're excited about it. We're excited how the season's going and looking forward to getting another driver in a car.
You also have a custom metal side of your business called Medieval Metalworks that can make a one-off custom metal part or 10,000.
Yeah, so, you know, to be able to bring in the equipment that we wanted to with our tubing laser, our electric CNC bender, we knew we needed to open it up to do contract manufacturing, both in the racing industry and other industries. So we have in-house capabilities that really nobody else in the country has with our tubing laser, flat laser, press brake, CNC, electric tubing bender, and a lot of qualified welders. So if there are any projects out there that anybody needs, just look us up.
How can listeners find out more about Medieval Chassis?
Our website is the best place to go to start off with. We give a lot of information on there as far as packages, pricing, chassis options. We also have our online store for the parts side of it. Send us an email also, Facebook message, social media. Give a call any which way.
Jesse, thanks so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
It's always my pleasure.
Your home is your sanctuary. The next time you need appliance service, invite someone in that will treat it that way. Sorensen's Appliance Service is locally owned with 15 years of experience. Sorensen's Appliance Service also has fully certified technicians who will leave your home as clean as they found it. If you want fast, efficient, and cleanly service, contact Sorensen's Appliance Service today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Join the dark side. DeVilbiss Racing Chassis specializes in modified and sport mod chassis. All chassis have laser cut and CNC bent Pro Moly tubing. DeVilbiss has teamed up with Medieval Metalworks to capitalize on cutting edge manufacturing processes and consistencies. DeVilbiss offers the industry's top first-hand technical support. Parts are on hand, so there is no delay in racing. DeVilbiss is now servicing all regions, including locations in New Mexico and Minnesota. Contact Zane, 505-402-4505.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Still counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
When your family needs a tow, trust the family that's been doing it for the last 100 years. The Schaefer family and the Pulver Towing Company has been helping folks get out of ditches and back on the road for five generations, and they did it all while treating customers like part of the family. As the first Schaefer to start towing once said, always worry about the customer and not the competition. For light to heavy and even equipment transport, call Pulver Towing at 507-282-3851 to get the best.
As the leading slat replacement professionals in the U.S., Altenburg Construction knows what works and what doesn't. Simply put, they understand your business. Altenburg Construction started in 1994 and has over 27 years of experience and has completed more than 5,000 hog and cattle barns in 14 states. Every customer is unique and every situation is different. That's why their employees are company trained. Trust the slat replacement professionals at Altenburg Construction. Give them a call, 888-435-2210, or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial-grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Mark Noble.
Martin Truex Jr.
Kenny Schrader.
Doug Wolfgang.
Bobby Unser.
Doug Hilson.
Tyler Walker.
Jerry Scratch Daniel.
Johnny Parsons Jr.
Lyle Hendricks, number 16. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh from Pulver Towing And Josh, this year you are celebrating 100 years in business. When you think about depression, recessions, wars, all the things that this country has been through in the last 100 years, and your business has survived and prevailed, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's quite crazy. You know, now you mentioned that wars, World War II in the 40s, we actually got shut down for a little bit. The federal government seized my great-grandpa's equipment because he was also a machinist, and he ended up going to Hopkins at Minneapolis Moline to help make equipment for the war. So there was a short time where we were not in business because he went with his equipment, and that was in the 40s, and we survived the World Wars, and we survived, like you said, everything there, and now a pandemic, and we're still here, 100 years strong, five generations working at the company, so still kicking it.
And I know one thing about you. You definitely know how to celebrate. What are the plans for the 100-year celebration?
Right now, we got plans on August 28th at our shop up in Rochester, Minnesota, 6077 Rome Circle on the north end there. We're going to be doing some demonstration, rolling over some semis, going to be some food and beverages for all who want to attend. It's open to the public. It's going to be a good time. Just kind of a lot of stuff going on up there. We're inviting a lot of people with other tow trucks or other companies that have trucks to have a little truck show, and there'll be vendors out there, bounce house for the kids. It's just going to be a good time.
That sounds like a great time. And also, what you've done over the years is expanded across the state. So you have locations strategically located, so you're able to service the entire I-90 corridor and 35 going north and south.
Yeah, we got Rochester, Austin, Marshall, Worthington are the primary locations. We got things in between there. And if we can't help you, we're going to know someone that can. Just reach out to us at 507-282-3851, and we'll get someone on the way. If we can't make it there, we're going to take care of any way we know how.
Josh, Pulver Towing can rescue everybody, no matter what, and I know your grandpa would be proud of what you've done with the business.
Yeah, thanks, Clayne. Big or small, we tow them all.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Check out Miskin.com. You'll see all the parts available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals ready to part out. Plus, we can also locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Miskin Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972, and we ship out parts daily. Call us today at 507-684-2100 or check us out online at Miskin.com.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
They were racing at Kossuth County Speedway last Thursday night, July 8th, in the IMCA Sport Mods. Matthew Loaf over Colby Fett. In the stock cars, Kelly Shryock getting win number 499 over Calvin Lang. In the hobby stocks, Chris Krug over Josh Seidels. In the modifieds, Jeremy Mills over Kelly Shryock. And in the sport compacts, Jake Benesek over Nate Koopman. KRA Speedway was racing last Thursday night, July 8th. In the pure stocks, Joe Martin over Michael Brockman. In the modifieds, Don Eichens over Devin Fauquette. In the Midwest Modified A-Main, Jake Smith over Brandon Mareworth. In the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden over Tyler Larson. In the Super Stocks, Jacob Knepper over Sean Fernks. In the Street Stocks, Parker Anderson over Dustin Vogel. And in the Hornets, Peyton Esch over Jacob Aris. We were at Knoxville Raceway last Friday night for the Camping World Truck Series appearance. In the A-Main, it was Austin Hill over Chandler Smith. Jackson Motorplex had a two-day World of Outlaw show starting last Friday night, July 9th. Night one was qualifying for the World of Outlaws with the Tri-State Late Model 20-lap feature going to Justin Zither over AJ Dimmel. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 9th, in the late models, Ben Wolden over Nick Thorson. In the short trackers, Kevin Youngquist over Curtis Henseth. In the Midwest Modifieds, Brendan Blazek over Travis Sauer. In the Modifieds, it was Dan Ebert over Tyler Peterson. And in the Street Stock A-Main, Parker Anderson over Kyle Dykoff. Mississippi Thunder was running last Friday night, July 9th. In the USRA Hobby Stock A-Main, Steve Holthouse over Dylan Clinton. In the USRA B-Mods, Jim Chisholm over Tyler Scowgie. In the Modifieds, Rodney Sanders over Jake Tim. And in the Late Model A-Main, Rodney Sanders over Jesse Glenns. Madison Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 10th. In the Pure Stock A-Main, Austin Moen over Joe Martin. In the Limited Late Models, Ross Biersit over John Kaiser. In the Hornets, Jacob Aris over Dustin Miller. In the Midwest Modifieds, Brock Groenwald over Justin Van Epps. In the Street Stocks, Mike Jans over Jim Williams. And in the Super Stocks, Trevor Nelson over Gary Hussman. Arlington Raceway was racing last Saturday night in the Hobby A-Main, Corey Probst over Mason Gettle. In the Sport Compacts, Marshall Robinson over Brent McConnell. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Chris Nissen. In the Modifieds, Clint Hattelstead over Chad Porter. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Dakota Robinson. In the Sprint Cars, Zachary Foch over Brandon Allen. And in the Stock Cars, Ryan Berkeset over Chad Schroeder. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 10th. In the USRA Modified A-Main, Jacob Lease over Corey Crasper. In the B-Mods, Dan Hoofden over Joe Chisholm. In the Super Stocks, Ryan Wyome over Dennis Dunbar. In the Street Stocks, Braden Brower over Corey Adams. And in the Midwest Modified A-Main, Mitch Weiss over Dan Wheeler. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was racing last Saturday night, July 10th. In the Midwest Modified A-Main, Brendan Blazek over Joe Steffen. In the Modifieds, Dan Ebert over Travis Sauer. In the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Trevor Sauer. Ogilvy Raceway was racing last Saturday night. In the Hornet A-Main, Joseph Wilbur over Matthew Dittman. In the Midwest Modified A-Main, Travis Schulte over Corey Merriworth. In the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden over Robert Holquist. In the Modifieds, Clayton Wagaman over Jody Belfi. In the Street Stocks, Parker Anderson over Kyle Jeanette. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Dexton Cook. Night 2 of the World of Outlaw Late Models at Jackson Motorplex was last Saturday night, July 10th. In a Tri-State Late Model A-Main, Bryce Schward over Nate Beinhoff. And in the World of Outlaw Late Model 40-lap A-Main, Dennis Erb Jr. over Frank Heckenest. Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota was racing last Sunday night. In the 410 Outlaw Sprint Car A-Main, Justin Henderson over Jody Rosenboom. In the Race Saver A-Main, Taylor Ryan over Lincoln Drewis. In the Late Model Street Stock A-Main, Matt Stewart-Wald over Corey Ye. Worthington Speedway moved their race night to last Sunday night, July 11th. In the Stock Car A-Main, Justin Lunenberg over Kelly Shryock. In the Sport Mods, Jared Baumeister over Keegan Nordquist. In the Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst over Dan Strandberg. In the Bombers, Zachary Bierman over Evan Shelter. In the Modifieds, Cody Thompson over RJ Merchant. And in the Sport Compacts, RJ Esquita over Cade Lair. Granite City Motor Park was also running last Sunday night, July 11th. In the Street Stocks, Parker Anderson over Justin Vogel. In the Hornets, Nate Servatny over Joseph Wilbur. In the Midwest Modifieds, Matt Baker over Jake Smith. In the Mod 4s, Keith Thell over Tommy Bowden. In the Modifieds, Dave Kane over Dan Ebert. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Shane Sabraski.
Make light work of everything with Honda's top-of-the-line family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. All models sport a best-in-class engine and an exclusive 6-speed automatic dual
full clutch transmission. Then there's the 1005 models, equipped with Honda's quick flip seating that seats up to five passengers. So find your next Honda Pioneer today at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Founded by Jesse Olsen in 2004, Medieval Chassis was formed to fulfill a need for better engineered race cars. Medieval Chassis' new state-of-the-art facility has made it a leader in the stock car racing industry and multi-time national champions. The use of a fiber tube laser, CNC tube bender, and flat laser allows Medieval Chassis to engineer and produce a chassis that exceeds all others in performance and adjustability. Find out more today at MedievalChassis.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.